Shir starts with Be'ez Hashem, 10 lines from the top on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. At the end of yesterday's shir, the Gemara explained that according to Reb Shimon, a Parah Aduma would always be Metamei Tumas Eichlin, even though in order for something to be Metamei Tumas Eichlin, to be susceptible of Tumas Eichlin, it has to be an Eichel. And an Eichel means somebody could eat it, and no one could eat a Parah Aduma. But the fact is, says Reb Shimon, it would have been possible to eat it, because a Parah Aduma can be redeemed. And even though Lemaisa they did not redeem it, Reb Shimon holds Kolomed Livdois Kipadu Dami. Anything that stands to be redeemed is considered redeemed, technically, at least as far as Tumas Eichlin or other things may be concerned. The Gemara added that this would apply only to something like a Parah Aduma, because not only could it be redeemed, it stands to be redeemed. There is a mitzvah to redeem it, because there is an ongoing search to find a better, a nicer Parah Aduma. So as long as they are still in the procedure, they are constantly looking for something better. Memela being that the Etzim Parah stands to be redeemed, and if it would be redeemed, somebody could eat it, it's Metamei Tumas Eichlin. The Gemara assumed that if Reb Shimon's opinion is Kaloemid Livdes Kepadi Dami, then his opinion would as well be Kaloemid Lizroik Kizarek Dami. If I have a carbon that is ready for the Zrikas Adam, even though the Metzius says no Zrikas Adam was made, I should consider it done. And therefore the Gemara had a kasha, because in the Braisa we learned that Reb Shimon says, there is a kind of a noiser. Noiser means a carbon that was left past the deadline. There is a kind of a noiser that is metami tumas eichlin, that is considered an eichel, and there is a kind of a noiser that is not considered an eichel. If it was left overnight before Zrikas Adam, meaning that it never had the heter which comes with the Zrikas Adam, so it's not metami tumas eichlin. If it was lawn after Zrikas Adam, so at one point it was mutter, then it's metami tumas eichlin, even though right now it is not oil yachil anymore, because it's nicer. Now, if we say kalawamid lizrik kizarek dami, then the halacha should be, even if it was lan before the zrikas hadam, the fact is, he could have made zrikas hadam. I should consider this something that could have been mutter. And the mele should be metami tumas eichlin. The mele of the Gemara said we should understand pshat in the Beraisa differently. When the Beraisa says, lan li acha zrika metami tumas eichlin, or lan lifne zrika eina metami tumas eichlin, the Braisa doesn't manish mean lifnei zrika or liyachas zrika. The Braisa means lan before the potential for zrika sadam. For instance, if they shechted the behema right before shkia sachama, and you can't be zayik the dam after ben hashmashas, so it was impossible to be zayik the dam. In this case, it is not metami tumas eichlin because it never had a shasa heter. On the other hand, lan liyachas zrika sadam. If it was lan after they had the opportunity to be zayik the dam, they shechted it well before shkia sachama, even though the fact is they were not zayik the dam, but kolowaimit lizrak kizarek dami, and the mele it is considered as though it had a shasa heter, and it is metami tumas eichlin. The other kasha the Gemara had was about pigel. If Shimon said that if somebody is mesagel a zevach, if somebody is mesagel a carbon, then it is not metami tumas eichlin. Frek the Gemara, why shouldn't it be metami tumas eichlin? The fact is, I should view a zevach as something that at one time was mutter, because nobody forced him to be zayik the dam with a machshava of pigel. He could have been zayik the dam. He would have had a mitzvah to be zayik the dam without any improper machshava, with the machshava to eat it in the proper zman. So if I have a karm shlamin, for instance, and I shech the karm shlamin, and then during the zrikas adam I am a faga, I think I'm going to be mak to the carbon or eat the carbon after the deadline. Why shouldn't this be metami tumas eichlin? Up until that point, where I was mefagel the zrika, it was roi for a regular zrika. So the Gemara wanted to show from this that if Shimon holds kolowemid lizrik is not kizarek dani, and the Gemara answered no. If he would have been mefagel in the zrika, and the shchita would be good as we thought pshat in the Braisa is, and a chanami, this would be metami tumas eichlin, because before he got to his pigel zrika, the potential was there for a good zrika for that. But when Reb Shimon says that pigel by a zevach renders it unsusceptible to tumas eichlin, he is referring to a case where the person was mefagel in the shechita. As soon as he shechted the animal, already he had the machshava to eat it chutz l'zmanai. So before the shechita, the animal is not mutter. After the shechita, it was already pigel. And the male is not metami tumas eichlin. But again, if he shechted it properly, and he was only mefagel by the zrika, being that before his pigel zrika, the potential was there for a good zrika, In that case, it would be Metami Tumas Eichlin, because Kalolemid Lizrek Kizarek Dami, even if the actual Zvika was not made. And this is how the Gemara sort of put together the Shimon Shita by the Paraduma, that Kalolemid lived as Kepadi Dami, when there is a mitzvah to be paided. And these other two braises, so that Rav Shimon could still maintain Kaluemid Lizrek Kizarek Dami. Now let us see Al Gemara. Once again, Daf Kuf Beis Amar Aleph, about 10 lines from the top, with the words Amar Avashi. Amar Avashi, the Avashi said, Amritza L'Shmaitza Kameder of Nachman. I told over this whole Gemara before of Nachman, the Kashas and the Tirutzim, and he said there was no Kash over here at all. It wasn't necessary to change Pshat in the braise. To say when the Baraisa says Lon Lifne Zrika or Lon Liacha Zrika, the Baraisa means Lon before the potential of Zrika. And by that same token, it wasn't necessary to say that when Rav Shimon says Pigel by a Zavach is not Netami Tumas Eichlin, that he means Bedavka Pigel by the Shchita. Because if you would be Mefagel by the Zrika, then there was a potential for a good Zrika. You don't have to say that, says Rav Nachman. Afilatema Lon Mamsh, when the Baraisa says Lon Lifne Zrika or Liacha Zrika, the Baraisa is to be taken literally. Lon lifnei zrika means that it spent the night after the deadline before Zrikas Adam, before actual Zrikas Adam, not before the potential of Zrikas Adam. They shechted this animal in the middle of the day. There was plenty of time to do Zrikas Adam. But if they didn't, and it spent the night becoming possible, it's not Metami Tumas Eichlin. And when the Baraisa says Lon li'achar zrika, it is Metami Tumas Eichlin. The Baraisa doesn't mean after the potential of Zrikas Adam. The Braisa means after real Zrika Sadam, when it was Mamish Mutter, only then is it Mitami Tumas Eichlin. And what Rav Shimon says in regard to Pigel, that if somebody is Mefagel and a Zevach, it is not Mitami Tumas Eichlin, the Afilatame the Pigel Bezrika, it doesn't have to mean that he was Mefagel right from the start by the Shechita, so there never was a potential for a good Zrika. No, it could be he Shechted the Zevach properly, and at this time it was a Roi for a good Zrika. If he's Mefagel in the Zrika, this is considered something that was never Mutter, never had a Shasa Kosher, and the Mela, it is not Metami Tumas Eichlin. Aye, what's the Kasha? But Rav Shimon himself says by the Paraduma that the Paraduma is Metami Tumas Eichlin only because of the potential to redeem it. And for the Rav Nachman, one thing has nothing to do with the other. The potential to redeem something means that all he has to do is to say a couple of words and the redemption is chal. No mice is necessary. The Mela, even if he doesn't do it, if he has the potential to do it, I consider this something that is Metami Tumas Eichlin, because it's very easy for him to make it mutter to eat. So the Ibai Parik Amar, to say that if he wants to redeem it, he could redeem it, and Memeil it is considered redeemed, that I say. No mice is necessary. It's only words for a redemption. However, Ibai Havazarik, to say that even though he did not actually do Zrikas Adam, I should consider it done because the potential is there and the mitzvah is there to be Zarik Zadam, Lo Yamrina, this I don't say. Because Zrika isn't just words, Zrika is a Maisa. And the Metzia says if he did not do the Maisa of the Zrika, then there is no carbon. So we are now assuming, and the Gemara will ask Kashas on this, that it is the opinion of Rav Ashi and Rav Nachman, that while Rav Shimon may hold Kaloemid lived as Kipadi Dami, where I have a mitzvah to be paid to something, he does not say Kaloemid Lizrek Kizarek Dami. Now incidentally, Taisus is not Gairus Amar Rav Ashi Amritzi L'Shmatzei Kameh Derev Nachman. Taisus says we should be Gairus Amar Rav Ashi Amritzi L'Shmatzei Kameh Derev Kahana, for the simple reason that Taisus figures out if Nachman was not alive during Rav Ashi's time. Even if we are to be Gairus Rav Kahana, Taisus says, it would refer to the later Rav Kahana, the one that was alive during the days of Rav Ashi. Rav Nachman, on the other hand, was the Rebbe of Rava, and he was Nifter well before Rava. And the Gemara in Ma'at Katan says, U'biyoyim Shemes Rava Nailad Rav Ashi. The day Rava died was the day Rav Ashi was born. So chronologically, for Rav Ashi to have seen Rav Nachman and to tell over the Gemara for him would have not been possible. On the other hand, Taisus says it's possible that the Gersa should be Yomar Rav Ashi Amritz L'Shmatzei Kameh Derev Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was a contemporary of Rav Ashi, but Akol Panim, Rashi is Gairis Yomar Rav Ashi Amritz L'Shmatzei Kameh Derev Nachman. And whatever the case may be, Rav Ashi and Rav Nachman, or Rav Kahana, or Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, are of the opinion of Shimon holds Kaloemid Lizrek is not Kizarek Dami, and the Gemara will now attempt to prove that Rav Shimon says Kaloemid Lizrek is Kizarek Dami. Meisei Fek Gemara Kasha. Before we see the Kasha, let us be magdim a small hakdam. The halacha is Kachem Mizbeach that died are Yatsu Midei Mi'ila Dvar Toyer. That's the Lashon HaRamba. No longer are you Mael Be Hegdish, no longer is a person over the Isser for using Hegdish for his own benefit after the Kaddishim die. However, as the Gemara explains in the Masechtas Me'ilah, there is an Iser Me'ilah Midrabbanan, even after the death of the animal. By that same token, if the Kachem became Pasal, there is no Iser Me'ilah Midiyuraisa, there is only an Iser Me'ilah Midrabbanan. When do we say this, however? If there was no Shas Heter Liachilas Kehanim. However, in regard to Kachay Kadoshim, if at one point it was Mutter, it was at the stage where it was Mutter for the Kehanim to eat it, and afterwards it became Pasal, we say, Hoyel vihutru sha'achas ein mo'alin bi'oisei davar. Once the Kachay Kadoshim became mutter to the Kehanim, even for a single minute, it was mutter for them to eat, regardless of what happens to it afterwards, there no longer is any Iser Me'ilah. In regard to the Iser Me'ilah, the Torah says, one that is mo'al, one that uses for his own benefit, Kachay Hashem, violates Me'ilah. And if it was mutter for the Kehanim, even for a minute, even though now we cannot use it because it became possible, but if at one point it was mutter to the Kehanim, no longer is it considered Kachi Hashem. Now let us see the Gemara inside. Nei Sefek the Gemara Kash. Klal Lamed of Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said a klal. Kal Shehoysel Shas Heter LeKehanim. If it had a Shas Heter LeKehanim, if at one point it was mutter for the Kehanim to eat it, Ein Mayalim Ba, there no longer is an Isser Me'ilah. Being that at one point it was mutter for the Kehanim to eat, it no longer is considered Kachi Hashem, even though right now it does not have a Shas Heter, because it became Pasul. However, anything that never had a Shas Heter l'kayhanim, it was never mutter for the Kayhanim to eat, even though it became Pasul afterwards, Me'alamba, the Isser of Me'ilah, still applies. The Ezehu Shas Heter l'kayhanim, what is considered a carbon that at one point had a Shas Heter l'kayhanim? So the Mishnah gives three examples. Shalana, it spent the night. Shemitmas, it became Tameh. Ushayatza, or it left the mechitzas. These are things that at one point were mutter. V'ezehu shaloi hoisele shas heter l'kayhanim. What kind of kachim never had a shas heter l'kayhanim? And the mele, the yisra of me'ila, will never be removed. Shanishchata chutz l'zman. If right from the start he shechted the animal on the condition to eat it, chutz l'zman, or chutz l'makayim, or shakablu psulin v'zarku es dam. Right from the start, somebody that was possible to be mekabel the dam or to be zayik the dam did so, and the nail of this particular carbon was never mutter for the kayin, so the yisra of me'ila was never removed. But let's go back to the reisha. What is the example that the Mishnah gives us of a carbon which had a shas heter l'kayhanim, ketani miyureisha, shalona, v'shemitmas, v'shayatza? Either it spent the night, or it became tamei, or it left the mechitzis. My love, says the Gemara, lana means lana mamish. What spent the night? L'chayra, the basa and the dam spent the night. We were not zayik the dam, and we were not maktir the basa. After the night, it's too late. And this is considered something that has shas heter l'kayhanim. Why did it have a shas heter l'kayhanim? Why do I consider the blood that spent the night something that at one point was mutter for the kayhanim? Elamite must be v'yach over here, the ibar, you have a zayiku. Because if he wanted to, potentially it was possible for him to be zayik the dam. The carbon wasn't possible right from the start. There was a kasher carbon. They just somehow let it go until after nightfall without being zarek the dam. But because they could have done it, it's considered something that has a shas heter l'kayhanim. And the mele v'ktani di'ein me'alin, as the halacha is that anything that has a shas heter, no me'ila applies. So you see over here that kalawamid lizrek is kazarek dami. So how could Rav Nachman and Rav Ashi say that the only time we say that the potential to do something and the possibility to do something is considered as though it's done is by Tadiyah? Because redemption is only by word of mouth, so Kalawaimit Livdais is Kipadi Dami. But by Zrika they said, you don't say Kalawaimit Lizrik is Zarek Dami. Here you see the Zerish not like that. Because the potential was there to be Zarek the Dami, it is considered a Shas Heter L'Kayanim. And for the Gemara Loina, when we point out examples over here of Kibbanis that have a Shas Heter L'Kayanim, we mean ruyulatzeitz v'ruyulatame. We are not guided to the words v'ruyulal. And what the Gemara is saying over here is as follows. Let's look back to the beginning of this Mishnah. Klal lamed of Yeshua. Kol shehoyseloi shas heter l'kayhanim ein mayalim ba. V'chol shaloi hoyseloi shas heter l'kayhanim mayalim ba. Now, the examples of shas heter l'kayhanim. Shalona, if it spent the night, when did it spend the night? After they were zayirik the dam, not as we learned before that the dam itself spent the night. Now we're saying the carbon spent the night. Nobody ate the carbon. It went past the deadline after the time that they could have eaten it, after the time that they were actually zayirik the dam. The shenitzmas v'shayatza means it was a time where the only thing that could have passed the carbon was an abstract psul. not a psalm in the Yatsam Avaida. For instance, at this point it could have become possible by becoming Tame, it was Ra'ui to become Tame, or it could have become possible by leaving the Mechitza to Azara. The Shayatza means it could have been Ra'ui to leave the Azara, but as far as the Etzim carbon is concerned, it was a kosher carbon. So once again, Pshat in the Reisha is, Shalana, that it spent the night after the Zrikas Hadam, at a time where the only thing that could have passed the carbon was an abstract psul, like Tumah or Yaitza, not a psul in the Etzim carbon. The Etzim carbon was kosher. And being that before we spent the night over here without eating the carbon, one could have eaten it because they were actually Zoidik the Dam. That is why this has a Shas Hetelukayhan. But had the Dam spent the night, had this carbon gone through the night without us being Zoidik the Dam, so Bimitsias, the carbon was never Mutter, in that case we would not say Kolowamid Lizrik Kizarik Dami, and Mi'ila would still apply. Once again, the kasha was that when the Mishnah gives us examples of things that have a shafet elokayhanim, the Mishnah tells us, Shalana, l'chayre, this means that the dam spent the night, we were not zayig the dam, or shenitmas v'sheyatza. So even though we were not zayig the dam, it's considered shafet elokayhanim because the potential was there to be zayig the dam. So it's a kasha on the Mandi Amar who says there is no such a thing as kolowamid lizrik hizarik dam. Answer the Gemara, no, that's not what the Mishnah means. Loinein, once again the Teretz. We mean Shalana. It actually spent the night after they were Zayrik the Dam. Before they were Zayrik the Dam, had it spent the night, this carbon would not be considered something that Avishas had to look at Hannah. But we're talking about a carbon that all procedures in the Etzim carbon were done correctly. And then it spent the night. It spent the night at a time where Ru'uya Lot says Ru'uya Latame. The only thing that could have passed the carbon would be for it to leave or for it to become Tame. But the Etzim carbon itself was a kosher carbon. And the Melet is considered Shazet Elokayan. So you're telling me, Avalina Mamish Mai, what is the Alacha with Lina Mamish? Where the Basar and the Dam Mamish spent the night and we were not Zayig the Dam, Hachanami, Dimayalit. Then the halacha would be that Mi'ila should apply because there was no Shafhat Elokayhanim. That's what you're telling me now. The potential to be Zayik the Dam does not create a Shafhat. Now, that's the case. There is something wrong with the Lashon of the Mishnah. This is how Rashi explains the Kasha. The Lashon of the Mishnah is Klau Lama Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says a Klau. Anything that had at one point a Shafhat Elokayhanim, Kol Shahoyisaloy Shafhat Elokayhanim, Ein Mayalamba. The Kol Shahoyisaloy Shafhat Elokayhanim, Mayalamba. The truth of the matter is, we're not interested in what was, we're interested in what is. Is the carbon a proper carbon? Were all procedures with this carbon done according to halacha? Was it proper Zrikas Hadam? In that case, there's no Mila. If all procedures of the carbon are not done properly, there was no Zrikas Hadam in the proper time, in that case, there is Mila. There never was a Shaseta Lekayana. So it's really not a shayla of what was, it's a shayla of what is. The lashon of the mission should be kol sheyesh lo shav heter. If the metzias is that the carbon has a heter, the etzim carbon is a kosher carbon. There is only an outside psul of tumo or of yitzia, then this is a shav heter l'kayhanim. And kol sheein la, if there is no etzim heter in the carbon, if there was no proper zika, in that case there is no shav heter of the kayhanim. That should have been the lashon of the mission in the present tense. Is there a heter on the carbon, or is there no heter on the carbon itself? Being that the Lashon of the Mishnah is in a past tense, kol shehoyisaleif, at one point it ever had, or kol shehoyisaleif, at one point it didn't have, the implication is we're not looking at the etzim carbon, if bimetzias became kosher or not. But we're looking at what happened in the process of this carbon becoming possible. At one point, was it possible to make it kosher? Or was there no point where it was possible to make it kosher? In other words, if it was possible to make a zrika, it would be kosher. If the potential was there, it's kasha. That's l'chayr, what the lashon of the Mishnah seems to imply. Once again, the Gemara. From the words Avalina Mamish, which corresponds to the Taisus Lai. So you're telling me now that the Mishnah is referring to a case where there was Mamish a good zrika. And when the Mishnah means lan of v'shayatza v'shemitmas, the Mishnah means it was lan at a time where the only psul could have been an outside psul, like becoming tamei or leaving the azara, but the etzim carbon was kasha because they were zarik the dam. So you're telling me, Avalina Mamsh, but if the Dam actually spent the night and they were not Zayig the Dam, my, what's the Alacha Hachanami de Meyal? And Me'ila should apply, because there is no Shafat to look again. If the Metzias, they were not Zayig the Dam, the potential to be Zayig the Dam is nothing. That being the case, there is something wrong with the Lashon of the Mishnah. Hi, this is what the Mishnah means, Kol Shehoyseloi Shafat to look again, or the Kol Shehoyseloi Shafat to look again. it did or didn't have a Shas Heter? If there is a Shas Heter L'Kayhanim, then there is no Mila. This is how the Lashon of the Mishnah should have been. In other words, you're telling me now we're not looking at what was, we're looking at what is. If we have now a carbon that went through all normal processes, a kashra shchita and a kashra zrika, in that case, there is no me'ila. Even if at this point there was an outside soul that passed the carbon, like it left the mechitzas or it became tamei. On the other hand, if we have a carbon in front of us now that did not go through the normal processes to make it a kashra carbon, there was no zrika, then the me'ila stays. So it's not a shayla of what was, it's a shayla of what we have. Do we have a carbon that went through the normal process or not? Being that the Mishnah puts it in the tense of if it ever had a Shas Heter, the implication is not that we're dealing with a kosher carbon, but we're dealing with a carbon that at one time could have been kosher. In other words, we could have made a good Zika. The carbon now is possible regardless. The Shaila is, how did it become possible? Was it possible right from the start, so a potential Zika would have not been possible? Or was it kosher from the start where a potential Zika would have been possible? If this is what we're saying, if Shaykh the Lashon did it at one point have a Shas Heter or didn't it have a Shas Heter, then the past tense is feasible. However, that would also mean, as asked originally, that if at one point you could have been Zarek the Dam, even though we did not, it's considered a Shas Heter L'Kayhanim, there is no Mi'ila, in other words, Kalawar Midlizrek is Kazarek Dami, contrary to what Rav Nachman and Rav Ashi say. That is one shot in Rashi. There is another Mahalach in Rashi that may be somewhat easier to understand. So let us see the Gemara once again. This is according to the second shot in Rashi, and it's also the Pshat of Tosis. Rav Nachman and Rav Ashi say that Kalu Oimid Lizraik is not Kizarek Dami. We only say Kalu Oimid Livdais Kipadi Dami, but Kalu Oimid Lizraik is not Kizarek Dami. A potential for a good Zrika is meaningless. Now we have this Mishnah that Yeshua tells us. Kol Shehoyseloi Shas Heter L'Kayhanim Ein Mayalimba. And as an example of something Shehoyseloi Shas Heter L'Kayhanim, the Mishnah says it spent the night Shalana V'Shenetmas V'Sheyatza. The implication is that even though the Basar and the Dam Mamish spent the night, they were not Zoyrig the Dam. Despite that, it is considered a Shas Heter L'Kayhanim because potentially they could have been Zoyrig the Dam, being that the Shechita was a Kashra Shechita. Is the Chakasham, Rav Nachman, and Rav Ashi who say Kol Oimid Lizraik is not Kizarek Dami. And for the Gemara, once again, let us see the teretz of the Gemara. From the word Loi, it's a line atop it where the Tosfos Loi begins. This according to the second Pshat in Rashi, Loi no. When Rav Yeshua says, what is a Shas Heter L'Kayhanim, Kol Shehoyseloi Shas Heter L'Kayhanim, Kishalana V'Shenetmas V'Sheyatza, he doesn't mean that it actually became possible. He doesn't mean that it actually spent the night, that it actually left the mechitzas, or that it actually became tamei. He is referring to a kosher carbon. What then does lana v'shenetmas v'sheyatza mean? It sounds like it's possible. There's a three classical psulim. Pshat is, what is considered something with a shas heter l'kayhanim? Re'uyalatis, if it is a carbon that is kosher. Kosher shchita, kosher zrika, and the only thing that could now pass it is if it would go out. Or veruyalatami, we're talking about a kosher carbon, and the only thing that could pass it would be if it became tami. Or veruyalalin, or we're talking about a kosher carbon, and the only thing that could pass it is if we allow it to pass the deadline and we aren't makif it, or we don't eat it. In other words, shalana v'shenetmas v'sheyatza is another way of saying that this carbon is kosher. It never became possible. It's still kosher. The only thing that could pass it now is a totally abstract outside soul. Like if it was lan, like if it became tami, or if it was yaitse. But as long as it doesn't go into one of those psulim, it's a shas heter l'kayhanim, it's mutter, and the mela, there's no mela. Zakta gemara vaita, so you're telling me, avolina mamish, but if it mamish did spend the night, my, what would be alacha b'yachanami d'mayalim? Then there would be mela, then it's not considered a shas heter l'kayhanim. So in other words, you're telling me if the carbon is kosher, then there is no mela. If the carbon is pasul for whatever reason, then there is mela. Ayvazai, why is the Mishnah referring to a past tense? The Mishnah should be talking a present tense. Is the carbon kosher now, or is the carbon possible? Hai kol shehoyseloi shas heter l'kayhanim, or v'chol sheloi hoyseloi shas heter l'kayhanim? L'may nafkamina what was? Kol sheyeshloi shas heter l'kayhanim ein mayalim ba, v'chol sheein lo shas heter l'kayhanim mayalim ba mabayali. This is how the Mishnah should have read. What is the carbon right now? Is it mutter for the kayhanim? There is no mila. Is it not mutter for the kayhanim? Then there is mila. why is the Mishnah using the Lashon of Shehaisa? What was? So what was does not imply that the carbon is kosher now. What was implies that the carbon is possible now, but at one time it could have been kosher. And in Eli, you see, if it could have been kosher, if you could have made Zrikas Adam, it's a Shas Heter L'Kayhanim. In other words, Kalawamid Lizrek Kizarek Dami. And again, Akasham of Nachman and Rav Ashi, you say Kalawamid Lizrek is not Kizarek Dami. Element of Ashi, there is Bechlal no Kash over here. You are comparing two things that have no Shaychas to each other. In regard to Me'ila, indeed we say if the potential is there for the Kayin to eat it, it is not Kachi Hashem anymore. But in regard to Tumas Eichlin, Rav Nachman and Rav Ashi will still maintain that the potential of it becoming an Eichel is not enough for it to be susceptible to Tumas Eichlin. Element of Ashi, Mila Atuma Karamis, one thing has nothing to do with the other. So let us first speak out the difference about Peh, and then Be'ez HaShem Yisbrach will see inside the Gemara what the difference is. Rav Ashi will tell us, Mi'ila is Tali in a Kedusha. The Torah says, if it is Katshei Hashem, and one uses it for his own benefit, he is Mael Behegdish, and the many different halachis of Mi'ila applies. On the other hand, once a person has the right to use it, the right to eat it, the right to take it for himself, and in this case the person being the Kayan, it is no longer considered Katshei Hashem, and Mi'ila, the concept of Mi'ila in this particular case, does not apply. Now, once something has the potential of becoming mutter to the Kayan, once the Kayan has the right to take it and use it, and all he has to do is to be Zayrig the Dam, and then he could eat it, even though he wasn't Zayrig the Dam yet, it makes sense to say that it no longer has the Kedusha for Mi'ila. This is now in the right of the Kayan. The Kayan has the right to be Zayrig the Dam, and then to eat it. Even though the fact is he was not Zayrig the Dam, and now it's possible, but once it's lost its Kedusha, that Kedusha will never come back. And the name over here, we say Kalawaimid Liza Kizarek Dami. Because over here, once the Kayan has the potential to eat it, he has the rights over it, it's not sole property of Katshei Hashem, so to speak, and the male is no more Mila. So even though he was never Zadik the Dam physically, even though it never actually became Kasher, but Katshei Hashem it isn't. On the other hand, in regard to Tumas Eichlin, we don't apply the same Kalawai Midlizra Kizarek Dami. Because Tumas Eichlin does not measure itself by who has the rights over it, by once it loses its Kedusha. Tumas Eichlin is a fact. If it's an Eichel, if you can eat it, then it's Metami Tumas Eichlin. If you can't eat it, it's not Metami Tumas Eichlin. The potential of becoming an Eichel is meaningless. There is no Tumas Eichlin unless you can eat it. Over here, we don't say Kolowaimid Lizrik Kizarek Dami. And in Mela, there is no Kasha from Mila to Tumas Eichlin. When do Rav Nachman and Rav Ashi say you don't say Kolowaimid Lizrik Kizarek Dami? In regard to Tumas Eichlin. Because something had the potential of Zrika, it is not Metami Tumas Eichlin. On the other hand, because something had the potential of Zrika, that means the Kayan has the rights over it, and the Mela, there is no more Mi'ila. One thing has nothing to do with the other. Now let's see the Gemara inside. Element of Ashi. Mi'ila atuma karan. You ask me a kasha from Mila to Tuma. Mi'ila mishim kedusha v'lav kedusha hi. The guidelines for Mila are, is it kedusha or is it not kedusha? Lebasa the pakalei kedushu say, once it is no longer Katshei Hashem, because the Kayan has a right to somehow take this now and eat it, even though the fact is he never exercised that right because he was never Zorik the Dam, but it's too late. The Kedusha is gone. It is the Kayan's right. The Mai Haja Rachvala, how could the Kedusha come back now? On the other hand, Tuma, when it comes to deciding what is susceptible to Tuma Seichman or not, Mishim Ochle V'Lav Ochle, there is only one issue. If the item is an Eichel, it is Metami Tuma Seichman. If the item is not Eichel, it's not Metami Tuma Seichman. Once again, Zakta Gemara Tuma, in regard to Tuma, Mishim Ochla V'Lav Ochlehi. That is the only Shaila. The potential of who has the rights or what they could have done, that is all irrelevant. Now, from this point, we have to assume the Gers over here in the Bach, as it appears at the bottom of the Gemara. It's also the Gers in the Rabbeinu Gershom, and the way Rashi explains this Gemara is the only possible Gersa. The Gersa reads as follows. Being that Tuma Seichlin is Tali in only one Shaila, if it's an Eichel or not, wherever it is not an Eichel, even though the potential is there to make it an Eichel, it is not Metami Tumas Eichlin. The potential cannot make something a food. The fact is it's not a food. And now we go back to the Gemara, we continue from the word Nesavi. But Akulpanim, Sarav Nachman, and Ravashi still maintain that although the Pshimen says, anything that stands to be redeemed can be considered redeemed, that is only in regard to pedia, which is merely a verbal act. However, something that is totally in a maisa, like zika, over here we do not say kolowemid lizrek kizarek dami, And unless it is mamish roi liachila, the potential for it to become roi liachila is not enough to say that there is tumas eichel. Meisa effect the Gemara kasha. I will still show you that kol emet lizdraig is kizarek dami, not only in regard to meila, but in regard to other things as well. So we learned, hamevi asham tali. If somebody brings an asham tali, an asham tali is brought when a person is misupik, if or if not he was chayte. There were two pieces of fat in front of it. He knows one of them was asher dekechayle, the other was hetra dekeshuman. He does not know which one he ate. So until he can be mevarit, he brings a carbon asham tali. This is a temporary sort of a stopgap measure to protect him from yisurim until he is mevarit that he was vadei chayte, and then he could bring a carbon chatas. Before that, he cannot bring a chatas, because if he was indeed not chayte, it would be chulin liazara. So it may be Ashim Tali. Suppose somebody gets a carbon, he's all set to be makiv his Ashim Tali, then Naidalai, and then he finds out Shalai Chadar, he never sinned. What he ate was shum and it was mutter. There is no avei over here whatsoever. So the Mishnah increases, says it depends when he found out. Im ad Shalai Mishchad, if before the animal was Mishchad, before the animal was slaughtered, he found out that he was not Chayte. So Yatsavi Rabbi Yadir, there's no problem. Let the animal go out and let it graze together with the other sheep. It is regular chulin. Divir Rav Meir, that is Rav Meir's opinion, because Rav Meir says, being that it turned out he never needed the carbon to start with, he was never magdish the carbon, and it's regular chulin, there's no problem. The Chachamim Raimim, whoever the Chachamim say, we turn out to Amud Beis, that it's not so pashit. Once he prepared this animal, he designated it as a carbon, although he found out now that he wasn't chayte, you can't just let the animal go free. Rather, Yeroachi is stoiv, it has to go around and graze until it gets a mum, and only then, only then do you sell it, and the money goes l'nedava. Yipu damav l'nedava means that the money is now used to purchase regular oilas nedava. Now, what the Chachamim are saying is, being that at the time he was magdish the carbon, he was very concerned. He was concerned that perhaps he did sin, and mimela he needs some hagana, he needs some protection from Yisurim. So the Gemara increases says, mitaych shali by nightfly, because he's so concerned about it, he is gaimer and magdish the carbon. Rav Meir says that he only meant to be magdish the carbon if he needs it. If it turned out he didn't need it, so it's chulin. The Chachamim say no. Because of his concern in his heart at the time that he is preparing this carbon, he says regardless he wants this carbon to be hegdish. Now that it turns out he doesn't need it, it needs a pidyon. He can't just say that it wasn't hegdish to start with. Rabbi Eliezer says, what's the problem? He prepared an Ashim Tali, and he found out that indeed he didn't sin. Yaakov, it can still be Makiv of the Ashim Tali. Shimeini Baal Chetzeh, if the purpose of this Ashim Tali is not for this particular Chet that he told he was Chayte, because it turns out indeed he was not Chayte, Rabbi Baal Chetzeh, so it will serve the purpose to protect him from a different Chet. Rabbi Eliezer Lashita, so in the Sechtus Krisis, who says that there were people that were Menadiv in Ashim Tali every single day. Shagiyas Miyavin, how could a person know if he wasn't Chayte or not? So to be on the safe side, there were those that every single day of their lives bought an Ashim Tali, just in case they were Chayte, this should protect them. This is all if he found out that he was Chayte before he shechted the carbon. However, continues the Mishnah increases, as the Lashon appears over here in Al-Gemara, Im Mishan Nishchat Noidalai, if after he shechted his Ashim Tali, he found out, he got the information that he was never Chayte, the Alachi is Adam Yishafech, the blood is spilled out into the special canal that led it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, because it is considered chulin shenishchatu biazara. In Krisis it is explained that although usually chulin shenishchatu biazara is bekfura, not besreifa, but over here in regard to the Ashim Tali, we don't mamish consider it chulin shenishchatu biazara, we consider it as though it's a pasul lekarden, and karbanis that become pasul are burnt. That is if he found out that he wasn't chayte after the shechita. What happens if nizrak adam? He did not find out after the Shechita that there was no need for an Ashim Tali. He was first Zayek the Dam, and only then did he find out that he was never Chayte. Here, everybody holds Habasa Yachal. You can eat the Basa, the carbon is kosher, even though it turns out at the end that there was no need for a carbon. The reason is, because the Pasuk says, V'hula Yada, V'nisnach Lai. So Pshari is B'shas Slicha, at the time that he was Makav the carbon, he doesn't know. If he knew before he brought the carbon, then perhaps, according to some shittas, he can't bring the carbon. But if l'maisa b'shas the akrav of the carbon and b'shas the zrikas adam, he still did not know yet. He was mesupik, if or if not he was chayte, and only then does he find out, after he was zarek the dam, that he wasn't chayte, there is nothing wrong with the carbon. because the Torah is telling us to bring a carbon when you have a safek. Now, a safek means there's a possibility that it can go any way. And as long as b'shasta kapara, b'shasta zrikas hadam, the safek was still there. He didn't know yet. The carbon is kosher, even though he finds it afterwards that there was no need for one to start with. Rabbi Yossi says, and this is what we are looking for over here, the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. This is the point the Gemara wants to make. Rabbi Yossi says, afila hadam b'kais. Even if he finds out that he was not chayte while the dam was already in the kais, before he actually sprinkled the dam, yizarek. He can go ahead and do the zrika b'basa yachal and afterwards eat the basa. The Yom Rav and another said, why does Rabbi Yossi say this? Everybody says that if you found out before the Zrikas Adam, the carbon is not good. And if Yossi says, even if he finds out before the Zrikas Adam, if the dam is there ready for the sprinkling, then he should go ahead and be makiv of the carbon. That is because of Yossi, the sheet of Rav Shimon Amar. Rav Yossi is working with the sheet of Rav Shimon, the Amar, who says, Kaluwai mit Lizrik Kizarek Dami. Anything that stands to be sprinkled, it is considered as though the Zrika was done already. If the potential is there and we are all set and that is the right thing to do, consider it done. Memela, just like if he would find out after the Zrika that there was no need for a carbon, the carbon is kosher and he can eat the basar if he is set and ready for the Zrika, and then he finds out, it's as though the basar is ready to be eaten already, it's as though the Zrika was done already, and he can go ahead, he doesn't have to put the carbon away, he has his kapara, he can eat the basar, the carbon is kosher. So this is a kasha and a vashi and a nachman, because here you see clearly that Shimon is of the opinion in regard to an oichel, that if the potential is there, if we're set and we're ready to be zayik the dam, even though b'metzias we were not zayik the dam, we should consider it done. It's considered an oichel already. And Rav Nachman and Rav Ashi said that Rav Shimon does not hold kol ha'emid lizrik hazarek dami. Before, Rav Nachman and Rav Ashi answered that mi'ila is different. But when it comes to an oichel, if it's not an oichel yet, the potential means nothing. And here you see, b'feirish not like that. Here we're not talking about mi'ila, here we're talking about the carbon. Is the carbon ready or is the carbon not ready? And because the potential is there to be zayik the dam, we consider the carbon as though it's ready. And for the Gemara, who says the reason that the Yossi says that if you find out that there is no need for the carbon after the dam is in the kais before the zrika, that you can go ahead and be zarek the dam? Who says that is because he holds kolowai mit lizrik zarek dami? Midi hutayim, is that the reason? We learned a different reason altogether. Amri b'marav v'mishmei d'Rav Yossi b'Rav Chanina, hainu taim d'Rav Yossi, and Marav they said in the name of Rav Yossi b'Rav Chanina, that the reason that Rav Yossi says once the dam is ready for zrika, at that point, even if he finds out now that he was not chayte, he could still be zarek the dam. It's because the kasavar he holds klei sharis mekatchnes apsulin lechatchila likarev. This has nothing to do with kolowai mit lizrik hazarek dam. The Yossi is of the opinion that the process of being mekabel the dam in the kais is already part of the hechsher, part of the kapar of the carbon. Memela, in this kind of a situation, well, we're not talking about a real psul, something went wrong, the carbon became tame. But we're talking about the fact that he brought a carbon on the suffix that he was chayte. And it turns out now that he knows he wasn't chayte. So he has gone far enough by putting the dam into the kais that at this point you can continue on already. It isn't as though you found out before you started being mak of the carbon. You started being mak of the carbon. The fact that it's in the clay sharis, the special keli with the kedusha ready for the zrika, this is enough. At this point, we say you can keep on going, but this has nothing to do with kolowai mit lizrik kizarek dami. Indeed, Rav Yossi himself may be of the opinion that kolowai mit lizrik is not kizarek dami, as Rav Nachman and Rav Ashi say Rav Shimon's opinion is. Here, he's just saying that at this point in the process, once the dam is in the kais, the carbon has gone far enough that if he didn't find out till now that he wasn't chayte, he can keep on going. Being that Rav Shimon says kolowai mit lizrik kizarek dami. Now Rashi explains this is on the assumption that indeed Rav Yossi held like Rav Shimon, who says kolowai mit lizrik kizarek dami. This is before we knew the teretz that Rav Yossi does not say his time because of kolowai mit lizrik kizarek dami, but Rav Yossi bases his halacha on something else altogether. So on the previous assumption that indeed Rav Yossi holds like Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon says kolowai mit lizrik kizarek dami, it would stand to reason that if you say the potential for zrika is considered as though there was zrika, we would also say kolowai mit lizrik kizarek dami. Anything that stands to be burnt, if the mitzvah is to burn it, for all practical purposes, it doesn't really have a value. It's considered burnt. Now, this is something we are acquainted with. We know, for instance, that something that is mechuyev sreifa does not have a shear. we learned in Sukkah that a lulav of a new anidachas or a shayfer of a new anidachas, being that you have to burn it, it's possible because it doesn't have a shear. If it stands to be burnt, it's considered burnt. And being that a lulav has to be a certain amount of tfachim and a shayfer has to be a certain amount of length, if it stands to be burnt, it doesn't have the shear. So assuming kalawem lisif kisarif dami, the kashi is noiser ipara amay matami tumasaychwin. Noiser and para aduma. And Rav Shimon clearly said before that paraduma is metami tumas eichlin, it is susceptible to tumas eichlin. But why? If anything that is about to be burnt is considered burnt, so after the almond, you know, should be considered ashes. And ashes is not makabel tumas eichlin. Amalei, so he told him, you're right. Technically speaking, it should not be metami tumas eichlin at all. Because being that it stands to be burnt, it's nothing more than offer. But there is a klal that in regard to certain hegdish concepts, even though it doesn't have enough of a cheshivos, mitzad realistically what it is, because of its concept, because it is hegdish, chibas hakodesh mechsharta. The fact that we have so much respect to it, the fact that it is so sensitive, already makes it susceptible to be mekabel tumah, even though technically it's not an eichel. The Gemara at this point, however, is not completely satisfied with chibas hakodesh over here being the reason for the tumah. Because the lashon of metamin tumas eichlin indicates that not only is the item itself susceptible to receive the tumah, it receives tumah to such a degree that it transmits the tumah further. And the Gemara is reluctant to accept that the chibas hakodesh idea makes it so tameh that it could even transmit the tumah further. Amalei Rav Yehuda Ravashi, the following is the gears of the Neshita Mekabetzes. Nei de mehanyelu chibas hakodesh lipsula enachanami. There is a concept of chibas hakodesh. It is midi uraisa. Out of our esteem for hegdish, it is so sensitive that it becomes tami, although it's not an eichel. But that's only for it itself to become tami. But lekuye tami, lemimni beirishin v'sheni nami, does it become so tami that it could transmit the tumah further, that it should be a rishin, and therefore what touches it should become a sheni? If that is the case, then tifshay to buy a shlakish, and you could be paishad that a shlakish is shy, but a shlakish was not so certain about this. For a shlakish asks, the dry part of the menachas, the part of the silas that does not touch the oil. So it never really became mochshul lekabel tumah. Food, as far as the halachas of tumas eichlin are concerned, are not susceptible to tumah unless they touch one of the shiva mashkin. So if you have the dry part of the menachas that never got wet, and a sheretz touched it, we know that indeed because of chibas hakodesh it becomes tameh. But can it transmit tumah further? Mainim by rishon v'sheni or ein mainim by rishon v'sheni? That was a shlakish shaila. According to what we are saying now, that the para aduma is mitam in tumah seichlin, indicating that it does transmit the tumah further. So chibas hakodesh is that kind of a tumah. Chibas hakodesh makes something so susceptible to the tumah that it becomes a rishon, therefore making a sheni. So what is a shlakish shaila? And for the Gemara, kima boyle with a shlakish. When does a shlakish ask the shaila that if something becomes tamei via the chibas hakodesh concept, does it have the power to transmit the tumah further? Diuraisa. He wants to know if midiuraisa there is a tumah further. Kiko and Linan, we are saying over here that the paraduma is metami tumas eichlin, meaning that not only does the paraduma itself become tamei, but it is metami others. We are saying that dirabanan, the shlakish also says midirabanan is metami rishon v'sheni. His shayla again is only about a diuraisa, and there is nothing over here that would answer his shayla. Now it's important to understand as follows. The pasuk in Parshas Tzav says, V'yabasa sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yeyachel, and the flesh that touches any impure thing shall not be eaten, b'esh yisarif, it should be burnt in the fire. And the pasuk reiterates, V'yabasa, and ask for the basar, ask for the flesh, kol tahar yoychol basar. So why does the pasuk repeat again, V'yabasa, and ask for the basar, kol tahar yoychol basar? We know the pasuk is talking about basar. That's where the pasuk started, V'yabasa sheyiga b'chol tamei. So the Gemara in many places, in Zvachim, in Chulin, and in Psachim, dashens this vihabasa to tell us that not only does the basa have to be tahar, but even the eitzim and the levina have to be tahar. Although eitzim and levina are not food, so there should not be any tumas eichlin, but there is a concept of chibas hakodesh. Because of our esteem to hegdish, it becomes so sensitive that although it is not a food or it's not a keli, it is still susceptible to tum. So as far as the chibas hakodesh itself is concerned, as far as the eitzim or the levain or the dry part of the menachas becoming tamei, that's the uraisa. The shaila is what happens if this touches something else. That is a shlakish shaila in Masech Tzvachim and Masech Tzchulin, and the Gemara stays with a teiku. The Gemara says we have to wait for Eliyahu Hanavi to answer that shaila. And the Mela, being that the Gemara over there stays with a teiku, over here we refuse to accept as a pshitus that because of chibas hakodesh, para aduma should be so susceptible to tumah that it's vadai metamei others. That's the Shailin. It's not Pashut. And the Mela of the Gemara answers, we are just saying that it is Metame Rishon Vesheini Midrabana. The Shlokash Shaila is if it's Metame Midiuraisa or not. And Rashi points out that there's a very big nafkamin if something is Tame Diuraisa or if it's just Tame Drabana. When Kavashim becomes Tame Midiuraisa, then it's time Tzreif, it is burnt. On the other hand, if it becomes Tame Midrabanan, then that's somewhat of a problem. We can't use it because it's Tame Midrabanan. We can't burn it because one cannot burn Kavashim if it's not Tame Midiuraisa. And the Mele Shlokash Shaila is, we know that because of Chibas HaKadosh, something becomes tummy enough to transmit the tumma further, but does it do so midi uraisa or just midrabana? Sakta Mishnah Zayit. We know that if somebody wants to be makriv a minchas nedava, he wants to be menadav a mincha, there are five different ways of bringing that carbon mincha, as we learned at the beginning of Vayikra. Either a minchas silas in the form of flour, or minchas mafei tanir cooked in an oven, either as chalais, or a kikim, sort of flat cracker kind of menachas. And in addition, there is minchas machvas and minchas marcheshes. Now, we have already seen in this Masechta the difference between minchas machvas and minchas marcheshes. We had it in the Mishnah, in the fifth Perek. The Mishnah asked, what is the difference between machvas and marcheshes? And we had two opinions. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that marcheshes has a cover on top. Machvas does not. Both are kinds of pans. One is with a cover, one is without a cover. Rav Chananya ben Gamliel said that the marcheshes is a deep pot, and there is a lot of oil, and the mincha comes out soft, while the machvas is flat, we don't have that much oil, and the melech comes out harder. So whatever the case may be, there definitely is a difference in the very structure of the keli that forms the minchas machvas and minchas marcheshes. In our mission over here, we're going to deal with somebody that is menadev one, or promises one, and then brings the other. Zakta Mishnah. If somebody says, Hareyolai b'machvas, I am going to bring a mincha that is made in a machvas. And then, v'hevi b'machashas. He brings a mincha that was made in a machashas. Or, the other way around, b'machashas, he promises a minchas machashas, v'hevi b'machvas. The halacha is, mashahevi hevi. L'maisa, the mincha that he brings is a regular mincha. And it has all the halachas of a mincha. However, v'dei chayvasa ilayatza. He was not yotze his chayv. He still has to bring what he promised. Because we say, he promised one kind of a mincha, and he is yet to fulfill that promise. He went now and he bought a different kind of a mincha. So tell the Olav Brach, he bought a different kind of a mincha, but he still has to do what he promised. Suppose, however, somebody has an asarin soilus before him. He has just the right amount of flour. And he says the Lashon, Zuli havi b'machvas. I am going to use this as a mincha made in a machvas. And the havi b'machashas. He takes this very flour and brings it in a machashas. Or b'machashas. The flour is there, and he says, I am going to take this flour, and I'm going to bring a minchas machash, and the hevi b'machvas. Harezu psula, in this case, what he has brought is a pasla carbon, because once the flour was in front of him, and he determined that the flour was going to be brought in a certain kind of a keli, so he was kaveya the keli. And the mela, by being mashamit, by changing from his original intention in this case, he pasles the flour. Huayma, if somebody says, Harealai shnei esroinois lihavi the keliach, I take upon myself to bring two asrinus of soilus in one keli, in one vessel, and l'maisa v'hevi b'shnei keli. He brought the two asrinus, but instead of bringing it in one keli, he brings it in two keli. Or if he says, I take upon myself to bring two asrinus b'shnei keli in two different keli, and v'hevi b'keli echad, he brings it in one keli. In this case, masha hevi hevi, what he brought is a valid mincha, but v'yedei chayvasei layatza, he was not yaitza his chayv, because l'maisa, he didn't bring what he promised to bring. However, here too, if the two asrinus were in front of him, and he points to it and says, Elu ziz, I will bring the keli echad in one keli, and instead v'hevi b'shnei keli, he brings it in two keli, or he points to the two asrinus, he has it mamish in front of him, and he says, I am going to bring this b'shnei keli, and v'hevi b'keli echad, he brings it in one keli, Hari Elu Psulin. In this case, not only does he have to bring another one, but the ones that he brings are possible. We have to understand over here as follows. There is an advantage and a disadvantage to two separate keli. The advantage is that for every keli that I have another mitzvah of kmitza. For every keli, I have to take out a kaimitz. That's part of the process. The disadvantage is, for every kaimitz that I take out, I have less mincha left. So one thing is for certain. The structure of a one keli mincha or in two kelim is totally different. In one keli, you have less of a mitzvah of kmitza, but you have more of the mincha. In two kelim, you have more mitzvahs of kmitza, but you have less of the mincha. So clearly, if he promises one and brings the other may be kosher, but he still has to bring the one that he promised. On the other hand, when he points the two esroinis laying on a table, or in a keli, or whatever it may be, and he says, I'm going to bring it in one keli, and then changes it to two, or he says, I'm going to bring it in two kelim, and then changes it to one, it's possible. Because once you had it in front of you and you were kazei it for a certain kind of a mincha, by changing the structure, you passled. If you have two asrinas laying in front of you, and you said, l'chatchila, I'm going to take the two asrinas over here and bring it in one keli. You structured these two asrinas to have one mitzvah of kmitza and a lot of mincha. By dividing it now into two, you have two mitzvahs of kmitza, but you have much less of the mincha. So you were mishana what you wanted to bring. You promised the two astrainus, which would have a certain percentage for the mincha over here, and being that you divided it into two kalim, so more went for the kaimitz, so you have less than what you promised. By that same token, if you had the two astrainus in front of you, and you were kizei it for two kalim, and then you bring it in one kaili, so you were kizei it for two mitzvahs of kmitza, and now you only have one mitzvah of kmitza, so you passled it. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. It's sort of like a short tablecloth. You can't pull it to cover the whole table. One side is going to be missing. Either you're going to be missing the amount of kmitzas that you promised, or the amount left for the mincha that you promised. And the meila, if it's in front of you and you are kivei it for either one or two kalim and you change it, in that case it is possible. Now before we go any further, let's understand the difference between where the mincha is in front of him or where the mincha is not in front of him. If he says, stop, harei alai, I'm going to bring two asrinus and one kalim, and then he brings it in two kalim, fine. So the one keli that you promised you still have to bring, and these two kalim that you brought, this is something else altogether. You didn't mean with these two kalim that you brought to be the kayim your promise. You meant them to bring another mincha. So you can still bring your promise, and this, what you brought now, is kosher as well. What happens, however, if the person promised two asrinas to come in one keli? It wasn't laying in front of him. He still promised, I take upon myself to bring two asrinas in one keli. And then he brings it in two kalim. And he makes a point of saying that this is my promise. I don't mean to bring another mincha. This is what I promised. And he's makavit in two kalim. It's possible. Because you're telling us that you're taking what you originally promised and you're changing it. It's not a separate mincha that you're bringing. So even though it's not in front of him, but if he's saying that what he's bringing now is what he promised, then it's possible. Because you structured a certain mincha and you're bringing that same mincha in a different structure. That's what the Mishnah is saying now in the next case. If somebody says, Harei alai shnei yisroinim lihavi b'kli echad, I take upon myself to bring two yisroinim in one keli. It isn't laying in front of him. But he says that, I'm going to bring two yisroinim in one keli. And instead of bringing the two yisroinim in one keli, the havi b'shnei keli, he brings it in two keli. So until now we were saying, fine, so these two keli is something else altogether, and you can still bring your original one keli as you promised. What happens, however, as he's bringing these two kalim, Amulai, we tell him, why are you bringing it in two kalim? Bekli echad nedarta, you promised to bring it in one kali. So if, after hearing this, hekrivim bekli echad, hitaka pours it into one kali and then is makavit, ksheim it's kosher, because he's now doing as he promised, to bring two asrinim in one kali. However, what happens if he is told, what are you doing? Why are you bringing it in two kalim? You promised to bring it in one kali. And he doesn't say, well, this is something else altogether. My promise of one kali I'll bring later. Rather, b'shnei kalim, he just continues to bring it in two kalim. So it's the same as though he's saying, never mind the fact that I originally said I'm going to bring it in one kali. I changed my mind, and I'm bringing this original promise in two kalim. Psula, now it's possible. Because it's another way of saying, I'm bringing the same thing in a different way. And if you promise to bring something in one way, and you bring that same thing in a different way, it's possible. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, Harei alai shnei asrinim liyavi b'shnei kelim. I take upon myself to bring two asrinim in two kelim. Behavi b'keli yachad. And he's coming now, he's bringing it in one keli. Amulei, we say to him, why are you bringing it in one keli b'shnei kelim nidarta? You promise to bring it in two kelim. Hekrivim b'shnei kelim, if he changes it to the two kelim, k'sherin in his kasha. However, if he simply doesn't respond to the reminder that he said to bring it in two kalim, and nasne lekeli yachad, he continues to put it into one keli, so kishtei menachis shenesavu, this would have the din of two menachis that got mixed up. We learned previously in Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph that if two menachis got mixed up, and they are distinct enough that it is possible to take a complete kaimitz out of one and a complete kaimitz out of the other, then both are still kosher. And that would be the case over here. He promised to bring it in two kelim, and he brings it in one keli. But Maisa, even though it's in one keli, if it's still distinct enough to be able to take the kaimitz from each, and as explained previously, the problem with changing from two to one is that you only have one kaimitz. So if they are still distinct enough to be able to take two kematzim, and then there's no problem. Then it's kosher. And the same is true, says Rashi, for the previous case in the Mishnah, where he has the two astrinus laying in front of him, and he says, I'm going to bring these two astrinus in two kalim, and then he brings it in one keli. We said before that it is possible, because once he was koveyit for two kalim, that means he was koveyit for two separate mitzvahs of kemitzah, he can't change it to one. If, however, even though they're in the one keli, you can still tell which is which and take a kaimitz from each, there's no problem, and it wouldn't be possible. The Mishnah had to tell me in both cases where he changes from machvas to mecheshes or from mecheshes to machvas, and in the case of where he changes from two to one keli or from one to two, that in either case he is not yoytzeh pras. The iashmin and hachkamais, had the Mishnah just told me the first case, that if he changes from machvas to mecheshes or the other way around, he is not yoytzeh neder, I would say, Mishum Da'amra b'machvas, he said he's going to bring it in a machvas, which is one kind of a keli, the kermaisi b'machashet, which is a whole different kind of a keli. Avalach, but where he changes it from one to two or from two to one, the idi b'machvas, but l'maisa both are minchas machvas, the idi b'machashet. As far as the keli is concerned, it's the same kind of a mincha, aimi yedei nidrei nani yatza. I would think that if he changes from two to one or from one to two, being that l'maisa is the same kind of a mincha as far as the keli is concerned, it's enough. It's not enough of a variation to say he was not mekayim as neder. On the other hand, the iyashmin on hach, if the Mishnah would just tell me where he changes from two to one or from one to two, I would say dafka over here it is possible, mishim dekapaligla, because he is splitting up a mincha gedayla to smaller minchas. If he promised a single keli and then he brings it in two kelim, there's going to be less, because there's going to be an extra kmitza. So the measurements aren't right. That's why it's possible. But where he changes the kalim and the measurements are the same, the amount is the same, perhaps over here he is the Yitzhak Neder.